Nil-nil, good point, or two more lost?
We're pleased with the point. We know it was a difficult game coming into it. Sheffield United flying high in the league. Everyone's tipped them to get promoted, so we knew it was going to be a tough game. We're pleased with the point. We're pleased with the clean sheet. So it's been a good night for us.
There wasn't much in it either way, was there?
No, there wasn't. They had some chances. We had some chances. On the whole, I think both teams deserved the point. It could have gone either way. We were thinking it was going to be one mistake, but we knew one goal would win it. So we're pleased in the end with the point.
Excellent football played by both sides on a difficult night in difficult conditions.
It was difficult conditions. I thought the pitch was quite lively tonight as well. Even when we were doing the warm-up, I thought it was lively. So we knew it was going to be difficult conditions, but fair play to both teams. They got the ball down and tried to play. But at the same time, we both mixed it up as well. And as I say, I think it was a fair result, but it's one we're really pleased with. The lads worked extremely hard. And to get the point against a high-flying team is... It's one we're pleased with.
People not listening, people not being to the game, pick up the paper tomorrow and say, ooh, boring, nil-nil draw. But it was everything but that, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I was just looking at the chances. I think we've had 17 shots and I'm not too sure what they've had, but there was chances. It was end-to-end at times. And as I said, I did think one goal was going to win it. But we've got a clean sheet and we can move on from this now and take more confidence and be positive about the results.
Your big keeper, Colin Dawes, made two good saves, but on the whole of the evidence of what we've seen, going right back to it, Connor Salmon's header in the first minute was probably the best chance of the game, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was. I just managed to look at a couple of the chances back again. And Colin's been in great form for us. He's been great in Walsall last game. He's made two very important saves again tonight. But on the whole, I thought the team collectively defended well. We limited them to a few chances. But, you know, we seem to be hard to beat at the minute and we're difficult to break down. And that's down to the goalkeeper, the back four, everyone that's involved in it. It's a team performance today, and I thought that showed.
Will Emerson had to limp out of it. What's the story?
I'm not sure. I had to come out the change room pretty quickly then, so I think he took a bang to the knee. I'm sure it's not too serious, but we'll have to have a look at him tomorrow and see where we're up to with it.
How good is it for yourself and the gaffer, Neil McDonald, to be able to freshen up the front two after that critical hour period? Okay, Danny Phillips got through the 90, but you pulled him back wide of the four in midfield to stick your big man Uchi and Mark Cullen on.
It gives us something different. We've gone with two little ones for long parts of the season who caused problems, and I thought they caused problems tonight, by the way, as well, and I thought last week they caused problems. So, but it's something different. It's a bit more of a physical presence up front, and obviously Mark is the same. He can win us at first year headers, and he can be a handful. So it is good to have different options. It gives them a different problem. We were really pleased with both of them and the way they impacted the game, and that's what substitutes have got to do. They've got to impact and they've got to make a difference, and I thought they did when they come on, both of them.
Engine room were good again, weren't they? Potts and Norris.
Yeah, they'll give you everything. I mean, David Norris could play for another 2 hours if he wanted to. He's full of energy. And Brad as well, I think, is getting better and better every game. And I thought them two were terrific tonight in the middle of the park, winning all the second balls, but also showing some quality as well.
Coming into this, big 5 days for the football club and the future of the rest of the season. Sheffield United today, leaders Gillingham on Saturday. If you can manage to do the Oracle and win those 3 points, would you have taken 4 out of 6 for the start?
Well, we want to win every game. We want to win every game, and I believe we can because... You know, we could have won against Walsall. We could have won tonight, and we're still picking up points. But at the same time, we're going to the Gillingham game full of confidence again because we seem to be competing well against the better teams in the league at the present moment in time, according to the league table, and we're full of confidence, and we'll be going into Saturday thinking we can win a game as well.
The progress is significant, isn't it? Because early season games against Walsall and tonight's opponent, Sheffield United, there was a distance between the two sides and a gulf. It's not there now.
No, it's not. And it was going to take time. That we've got a lot of new players. We've got a brand new squad. It's a young squad. It was going to take time, but now it's developing nicely. We're getting better and better every game. We need to continue with the consistency. We need to keep picking up points. But the way it's gone is a credit to the players, to the staff as well. And we're hoping now we can kick on and become a hard team to beat, which we're showing at the minute, right up until the end of the season.
Finally, I'm going to ask a question now, and I know what your answer is going to be, but has the gaffer sent you out here to talk to me because he knew that I was going to say anything happening in the transfer window before it closes?
He didn't mention anything, but you might be right now. Listen, we're going to keep working hard to strengthen the team, but that's a question you'll have to ask the gaffer.
Told you I knew the answer.
You'll have to ask the gaffer that one, so I'll leave you to speak to him on another occasion on that.